It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Last fall, Savannah's city council approved a resolution to rename Talmadge Memorial Bridge. The bridge connects downtown Savannah with Hutchinson Island. Its namesake served four terms as Georgia's governor, and he defended segregation in the 1930s and 40s. He also infamously said a black man's place was, quote, at the back door with his hat in his hand, end quote. But renaming the bridge requires a majority of vote of both houses of the state assembly. Georgia Senator Lester Jackson is a Democrat from Savannah, and he's promised to push this issue during this legislative session, which starts Monday. Jessica Lee Libos is the community editor for Connect Savannah, and she brings us this commentary.
History is a heavy thing. It weighs on us, even if we're not conscious of it. History is so heavy, it's literally carved in stone on mountains and on monuments. History is about the facts and how we tell the story of those facts. History is dates, it is words, it is names. Yet history is also malleable. New perspectives light up dark places. Statues fall, flags come down, narratives shift. When it comes to Eugene Talmadge, history is clear. The former Georgia governor ran his campaigns on a platform of segregation and white supremacy, and recently uncovered files reveal that he openly advocated the lynching of black citizens. Witnesses recall a chest-beating racist who exploited the apartheid mission of Jim Crow to its fullest extent. Images and verbal accounts of his revival-type rallies present a sweaty, suspender-snapping bully with a bullhorn. Yet voters who weren't intimidated away from the polls kept on electing him, and when the State Highway Board built the interstate over the Savannah River in 1953, they gave it his name, even though he wasn't even from coastal Georgia. Some have made the case that memorializing Talmadge's name was a direct response to the Brown versus the Board of Education decision to integrate public schools around the same time. You'd think there would have been an opportunity to correct this affront when the original bridge was torn down for the more modern cantilever truss in 1991. But instead, the Georgia Assembly passed a resolution to carry on the Talmadge name and, by proxy, his nefarious ideals. As communities around the South make swift and decisive changes around the presentation of their historic monuments, it shouldn't take much debate to realize that it's impossible to promote Savannah as an international economic and artistic lodestar when its biggest piece of infrastructure is named after a 20th century Klan supporter. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as taking a Sharpie to the Green Highway sign. The Talmadge Bridge is under the jurisdiction of the Georgia Department of Transportation, and the change requires a majority vote from both houses of the Georgia Assembly. This action has thus far been prevented from even reaching the floor of the Gold Dome, in spite of having been championed by Savannah City leadership and several Chatham County delegations. Other communities around the state are challenging the white supremacist narrative embedded in their infrastructure, and a coalition is waiting to be built to reclaim the names of schools, highways, and public institutions for a more just and equitable future. We must rename Savannah's bridge, but we must not and should not erase Eugene Talmadge, lest we ever forget what he stood for. Because history is about the facts and how we tell the story about those facts. In 2017, we know history is heavy, and that the narrative is shifting. Now is the time to right the wrong, to reckon with power, and claim it.
That was Jessica Lee Libos. She's the community editor for Connect Savannah, and we would love to hear from you on this. Whether it's in Savannah or anywhere else, if you have a memorial, a street, a school named after someone who may have been racist, should that name go away? Should the institution, the building, the street, should it be renamed? What do you think? And if you do live in Savannah, do you think Talmadge Memorial Bridge should get a new name? Call 404-500-9457 and leave us a message with your thoughts. You can also post on Facebook or Twitter. And remember, we might feature your comments on the show.